Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I want to talk about dogs today. I know, you're immediately thinking, I thought this was a Christian program. Well, it is. And I'm going to talk about how much God loves us and cares about us. But sometimes it's easier to see examples of it in real life, such as in the life of my dogs and the dogs of a few of my friends. So I hope this program will bring sweet memories to you of your pets, whether or not they're dogs. You know, many years ago when I was working on a devotional book about animals, I found the most amazing verse. In Job 12, 7-10, it says, ask the animals, and they will teach you. Ask the birds of the sky, and they will tell you. Or let the fish of the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In God's hand is the life of every creature. Well, you know, God has placed a plethora of lessons for us in each part of his kingdom. Our treasure hunt into the animal kingdom, especially our pets, will bring great rewards if we keep our eyes open and our inner ear to the Lord's promptings. And to our delight, we may discover that God has spiritual lessons, insights into his character, waiting for us if we'll take the time to look thoughtfully at what he has created. Oh, surely it's true that if we're diligent seekers, as it says in the book of Job, we can ask the animals and they will teach us. Well, you may scoff at the idea that God cares about your precious pet and that if you have an open ear, you will learn lessons from your pet. Well, if God took time to create dogs, as well as every other living creature, then I think he must love them too. You know, in my research, I found that as early as the 12th century, many churches of various denominations had special prayers for the animals. So, it's not just my new idea that God loves our pets. Many churches in October have a day of blessing for our pets. In fact, our local Lutheran church here in St. George has an afternoon this month where we can take our pets to be blessed. So, today I'm talking about dogs, but I know you love your pet too, whether it's a cat, bird, or whatever. Now, this song I'm going to play for you was written in the 12th century by Francis Assisi. Not only did he write a prayer for our animals, but he wrote this song about all of God's creatures. So here is Steve Emerson singing for you, All Creatures of Our God and King.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, burning sun with golden beams, and silver moon with softer gleams. Oh,
majestic song. To think that Christians have been singing it for centuries. Well, today I'm talking about our dogs and other pets. My friend Edward Grinnan, editor of Guideposts, has written a wonderful book. Its title, Always by My Side, is about Millie and some of his other dogs. Edward says his dogs taught Edward much about himself, as well as learning to be more understanding of others. Edward writes, "Dogs love us in a fashion that humans can't. I know my dogs have understood me better than most people do, better than I often do myself, as if they were instruments of heaven sent to guide me." Well, Edward's sensitive book about his relationship with his dogs opened for me a renewed belief of our relationship with our dogs. It confirmed that I wasn't alone in my response to my dogs. It also reaffirmed for me the depth of their love for us and God's love for them. Edward wrote, "Our dogs teach us great lessons and often adjust the right moment. They teach us about love and much more. Empathy, leadership, loyalty, compassion, humor, courage, joy, forgiveness, and serenity. And they teach us about life and death." Edward continues on in the book, "Loving a dog is a choice. We can survive quite nicely without one another. A dog will sleep with us even when we snore and forgive us when we tromp on its tail. All a dog wants in return is to be loved and not necessarily in equal measure." Could it be that one of the reasons God made our dogs to have such a great connection with us is that they also teach us about God and His love for us in tangible ways that we can understand? If God said in the book of Job that the animals would teach us, then maybe we need to listen. I also noticed throughout the first chapter in the book of Genesis, after God created something, there was the phrase, "And God saw that it was good." In fact, in verse 24, it says that God created livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, and wild animals. And again it said, "And God saw that it was good." Yes, when God created dogs, He knew we'd enjoy them for their companionship, as well as enjoy their love. Well, in a later segment, I'll share the story of one of my dogs and what she taught me about God and His love for me. Now here's another song about God's creation. It's the praise and worship group singing, "All Heaven Declares."
He will be the Lamb upon
Yes, the heavens do declare His majesty. Oh, what a wonderful song. Well, Debbie McComber, one of my favorite fiction writers, also loves dogs. In Christian fiction, she's one of the good ones, and she has over 170 million copies of her books in print around the world. I've had the joy of meeting her a few times, and I always come away blessed by her gracious, caring spirit and easy smile. So I wasn't surprised to discover that she too loves dogs and believes that they're often sent to us when we need them, even if we don't know it. One time, Debbie and her family took in a stray dog and named him Spot. She wrote that he probably would have won the ugly dog contest, but he was loyal and a trustworthy companion for her young children. And for Debbie, through the years, there were other dogs and cats, ducks, goats, guinea pigs, and a horse that were part of their family. Finally, all the children grew up, and she and her husband, Wayne, decided they were done with pets. Well, a few years later, friends of theirs had a litter of puppies, and Debbie took one look at Bogey, and she just couldn't resist that wriggling bundle of fur. But it was only a few months after Bogey became part of their family that their son Dale took his own life. Debbie writes, "Only those who have buried a child can fully appreciate what that does to the human heart. The grief was overwhelming, the pain intolerable. Through it all, my constant companion was Bogey. It was as if he knew I needed someone to hold. I know beyond a doubt God sent Wayne and me this special dog. Bogey became our comfort dog." And then Debbie continued, "Scripture states in Hebrews 13:2 that God sends angels in our lives, and they often come disguised as humans, and I believe as dogs. Yes, dog angels are here." And then she reminded us that dog is just God spelled backward. Oh, I love that. Well, now let's listen to that wonderful song, Awesome God, and it's sung by Rich Mullins.
Well, he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
The night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
Yes, our God is an awesome God, and we are blessed to be His children. Well, today on Psalms of Hope, I'm talking about our relationship with our dogs. One of my earliest experiences of God using my dogs to let me know how much God loved me was with my little dog, Shotzi. Shotzi means sweetheart in German, and she was a black and silver miniature schnauzer dog, and she loved to bark. Oh, if I went out to dump the garbage, or if I was gone for a month, Shotzi would be at the door, greeting me, running around in circles, happily barking and barking. Well, bending down to rub her ears, I'd laughingly say to her, "You funny little dog, I was only putting out the garbage. Don't get so excited welcoming me." But it didn't do a lot to stop her. But one day, as I reached down to pet her and calm her down, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, "I gave her to you to remind you how happy I am every time you come to me. She will be a reminder of my constant love for you." Well, at first that seemed rather simplistic, but then I mused about this thought from the Lord and I began to see some applications. For example, as with Shotzi, God never tires of expressing His love to me. He waits for me to sit with Him and loves every minute of it. He delights to walk with me and talk with me. He's my faithful friend. And He treats you the same way. He loves to talk to you. He loves to sit with you. He delights to walk with you. He will be your faithful friend too. You know, God often speaks to us in simple ways to teach us profound truths. Jesus did this when He taught about the everyday affairs of life in the parables, and He's still speaking today. Are we listening? Well, go to Him today. Take time to sit and talk to Him and love Him. I know He will tell you of His love and His joy in being with you. In Jeremiah 31:3, God says, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love." And that's what my little dog Shotzi showed me, unconditional, everlasting love. So now I want to play a song for you about God's love for you. Here's my dear friend Cheryl Salem singing Amazing Love.
I'm forgiven.
King would die for me.
Jesus, you are my key. Jesus, you are my key. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me?
Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do to honor you. Oh, what a wonderful song. Yes, God's love for you is amazing. Well, dear friends, if you've been listening to Psalms of Hope for a while, you know I've never done such an unusual program. In fact, in the 12 years I've been sharing God's love for you through the medium of radio, I've never talked about dogs or other animals. Well, in the previous segment, I shared what God showed me through my little dog, Shotzi. I don't mean to simplify God's love for us, but as I thought about it, Shotzi was a good example for us. God's always delighted when we come to Him, to talk to Him. He's always totally available to us at any moment we come. And I realize that God loves to have us share our joys with Him, not just our problems. Other dogs I've loved and cared for, little Bentley and even our dear Hattie and Goldie, all display their sensitivity and care and love for us as we love and care for them. There's a famous eulogy and a statue in Missouri about a dog named Old Drum. As I read the eulogy, I was touched by numerous phrases. One of them was, "When riches take wings and reputation falls, he is as constant in his love as the sun in its journey through the heavens." Yes, constant love, a description of the love that our dogs show us. And in Psalm 104, the psalmist writes about the delight that God had in making the animals as well as caring for them. In verse 10 it says, "You make springs pour water into the ravines, so they provide water for all the animals." And then the psalmist goes on in this chapter to tell how God provides for the birds, the storks, wild goats, conies, lions, and so on. And in verse 24 it says, "O Lord, what a variety of things you have made! In wisdom you have made them all." And in verse 31 it says, "The Lord takes pleasure in all He has made." So, obviously, God takes pleasure in making dogs too, for our enjoyment and as an example of His love and care for us. Well, dear friends, I hope you'll write to me this week, and if you'd like a CD of this program, just ask for it. God bless you, and remember to keep your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791 USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.